Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. This is our cycling edition. And another fantastic question being submitted through the website, coachperry.com. Devlin Eden joins us once again. Devlin, today's question comes in from a newbie, from Pamela. Pamela says, I struggle with pain in my wrist and just on the one hand and only when I'm cycling or spinning. Is it a normal part of training or is there something I should worry about? I also want to know, and this is slightly sort of off tack, what are the best exercises I can do to strengthen my legs and arms for cycling? Is it something she should be concerned about? Should she go get it checked out and what could be causing it?
Well, look, something with a sore wrist, firstly, we need to obviously make sure, I'm hoping that there's no prior injuries or any sort of other trauma that might have happened to the wrist itself. There's a couple of things that can lead to wrist pain, in particularly on the bike. And I know we've touched on it in the past, but I think, again, it's something to drive home, is making sure that the correct bike setup is always done. Usually with something like wrist pain and hand pain is the ratio from the saddle height to either the reach of the handlebars or the drop to the handlebars could be a little bit severe, especially for someone starting out. So it is quite key to make sure that the setup is correct and there isn't too much pressure on the hands as well. So I think that's probably would be my starting point. And then to make sure that there isn't any other sort of severe pain. So it might be worth checking out. If it is something that needs a little bit of rest, then you can obviously plan around that and do perhaps more spinning classes or indoor trainers where you don't necessarily have to put your hands on the handlebars the whole time for a session. With regards to the strength side of things and the training side, look, it's always going to be vital for you to make sure that you are either in a gym or doing some sort of work at home in terms of strengthening the legs and that. Typically, from a cyclist point of view, I would definitely look at things that are going to focus on glute strength, hamstrings, and quads especially. So typical sort of squats, lunges, those are going to be really important kind of exercises. Working more on the leg press and that, which will work the quads quite nicely as well. So from a leg strength point of view, there's those couple of exercises. When we start talking about more strengthening the arms, my main focus before worrying too much about lifting and strengthening would be more from a stability point of view. So things like being on a stability ball, bridging, those kind of exercises to make sure that shoulder and the stability around the shoulders and that, for instance, have a good base for you to then build the strength on that. Again, you don't necessarily need a lot of arm strength on the bike, but you do need a good amount of arm strength in the sense of, like I mentioned, more the stability point of view so that you aren't picking up little niggles in that going forward.
Awesome stuff, Pamela. Thank you very much for that question. I'm not sure if you are training for the 947. If you do need some help, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/947. You can sign up for our upcoming online seminar there, and we'll help you get through to race day. For all the other general info questions, if you're looking for training packages, all you need to do is head over to the website, coachperry.com, and check them out there. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.